Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And remember, if you can't hear us anywhere else, the show is playing live right now on the website. Just click on the Listen Live link right dead center there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denny Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We talked about Israel, and we talked about the pot shot taken at him that might have been an accident or whatever. Now we got to talk about the pot shot that's being taken by the Department of Justice at the Minneapolis Police Department by the Justice Department, who's going to launch a full-scale probe of the police there after the Chauvin conviction.
What they're trying to do is force a consent decree, which is not a first time that the Department of Justice is kind of, let's say, almost extorting police departments across the country. Anyway, so they're going to launch this thing. I think it is more of a gesture than anything else. Because my heart of hearts is we're really not going to find anything. But, you know, this is a continued attempt by the federal government to, let's say, run law enforcement across the country. You know, we have a federalist system of government.
Uh-huh.
I've said it many times. But I will also tell you that our new Attorney General Merrick Garland, what he had to say yesterday, it was repugnant. And they're all following the same thing, systematic racism.
Yeah.
Secretary of State said the same thing. Tony Blinken saying the same thing. They're all using the same words. What's going to happen here is that you're going to have, and this is on the heels of critical race theory being taught in schools and that businesses is being forced upon employees. We're going to end up with an awful lot of resentment here.
Right.
Between races. And I don't think that this has certainly been well thought out on the consequences, unless maybe it has, and there's an expectation of, you know, having, something more nefarious at hand here.
Now, we're hearing that Vice President Kamala Harris is going to be meeting in the Northern Triangle there, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador in June But in the meantime, she's going to have a virtual meeting with the Guatemala president next week regarding the migrant crisis. So don't know what she's going to talk about there, but I guess we'll see.
She is not meeting with El Salvador. El Salvador, for the most part, refuses to meet with the United States because of the way they've been treated by the United States so far. So we're going to have a virtual meeting with the other countries.
Yeah, gotta love it.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
All right, now, gotta mention this before we go to break. LeBron James, he's raised a bunch of eyebrows with his now-deleted tweet saying, "You're next," addressing the Columbus, Ohio police officer after the shooting there. That was just totally classless. And then again, I never said the guy had class to begin with.
Well, it also could be taken as a threat. We may somewhat find out that he had been contacted by some higher agencies, if you will, and it was, he was put on notice and he took it down. I don't know that to be true, but this is not the first time that he has, you know, done something like that. So, he better tread carefully.
By the way, did you hear the governor signed a bill in Oklahoma granting immunity to drivers who have to kill or injure rioters by driving over them because they get caught in a situation where they get encircled by whoever?
Well, that was a phenomenon that was going on last summer. We have the same thing in Florida with the bill that DeSantis just signed. So Oklahoma, you know, these attorneys general, they confer with each other quite a bit. And I'm sure that they took a long look at the law that Florida just passed and that DeSantis just signed into law. I think that they have modeled theirs with ours. But, you know, I remember talking to a captain of the Pinellas Sheriff's Department about this very thing last summer. And he said, you know, there's almost nothing that you can do. And when you get surrounded, I don't know how else to put it, by some of these protesters.
Yeah, you only have one alternative, and that's put the car and drive and drive. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch, and I still remember watching Reginald Denny in Los Angeles, the Rodney King riots, get dragged out of his truck, and he wasn't doing anything. He was just driving through to make a delivery. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel good when you got to have a little something to relax you. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the best in the industry. Your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor all those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue in North Tampa, right next to Nissan, Moss Nissan, Moss Acura side-by-side, and you can find them online at MossAcura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get the white gloves treatment that you're going to get. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we've had Vladimir Putin, old Vladdy, step right up and say that don't cross the red line or we will cross you. What's his red line this day?
Well, that's the interesting question. We're not too sure that we necessarily know that, but he has amassed an awful lot of forces. I heard 80,000. I'm not convinced I know that number is accurate. But nonetheless,
I think it's more than that.
Nonetheless, Ukraine's in trouble, and you've got NATO that is very involved in this, and rightly so. You've also got other European leaders that are putting some pressure on Putin, like, you know, what are you doing? And you need to back off here. But it looks like that there's an invasion building on Ukraine. It's a very dangerous thing, and we have got, you know, our own military leaders that are, you know, putting out some very ominous warnings here, including those about our nuclear weapons and Russia's nuclear weapons, and that we have some vulnerabilities there. So this is not a good spot. I don't know what in the world the Biden administration is doing. I don't know what kind of meetings that they're having on this one. But I would say that there was a hearing, and we had some military leaders that are very concerned, more so than they have been before. I mean, very kind of ominous warnings. So I would say, you know, Biden, forget the climate change whole thing right now, dude. We got some bigger problems.
Yeah, very much so. And climate change is just another cover so they don't have to do something different, right?
Well, I mean, we're having this, you know, with China and Russia, we're going to talk about climate change. And the president, you know, is leading that. Why? I mean, isn't Kerry, you know, handling all this real well? I mean, he's the climate change czar, so why do we have to even be in this? Oh, well, that's because we're reintroducing the Green New Deal and, you know, all that kind of nonsense. So
well,
we got a priority screwed up in Washington.
Well, something else here is that more liberal publications, as well as politicians, are calling for stopping the outdoor mask mandates, saying that it's meaningless political theater. I'm serious.
Well, you know, Senator Rand Paul, he's all over this one.
Yeah.
Rightly so. I mean, he's fighting a good fight here with Fauci and crowd. The other interesting thing here is that it appears that we have somewhat reached, they're predicting somewhat of a saturation point because the lines and the appointments for people to get their vaccines has slowed down substantially, which says, the rest of these people, we may not be too terribly interested in getting the vaccine. So that has to be the kind of the younger generation. And that has put some cause for concern out there that, you've got some people out there just go, we're not doing this. So they have put some pressure on Trump, to say, hey, would you cut some public service ads and see if you can encourage some people to get the vaccine. And he's already said, you know, get the vaccine, but he's not going to keep saying it. You've got ads running on TV and whatnot. So this is an interesting situation because we've hit a threshold and it doesn't look like we're going to go too much further.
Now, Senator Tim Scott is set to reintroduce his police reform bill. We'll see what happens there, but he figures now is the time to put that out there.
Well, the Democrats used the filibuster last year in the Senate.
Yeah.
to terminate his bill that he introduced,
right?
In the Senate last year. And the reason they did it is because they did not want to give Trump another win when it comes to handling this kind of thing. So they're making some amendments. They're making some changes and trying to come together and, get some movement in the Senate. But we shall see. He has worked with Karen Bass in the House and Cory Booker and whatnot. So we'll see where that goes.
By the way, the Ohio governor has raised his voice and said that he promises police reform will help the community and will respect the profession of the law enforcement officers. I don't have any idea what it is he's going to do, but that's his quote.
You know, it's fine to have all this discussion and all this, second look. Remember, we went through this after Ferguson. It was led by Eric Holder in the Obama White House. They called it 21st century policing.
Yep.
So we had all these weekly meetings with all these stakeholders and all these experts during the Obama years after Ferguson. So yep. Here we are again. Well, why don't we try some public service announcements, and why don't we try some other things, and why don't we talk to the criminals out there and tell people to quit breaking the law? How about that? If we had a civil society, we wouldn't be where we are, that people have to defend themselves and that these criminals are much more brazen and much more frequent because they're fearless. I mean, look at them. They're fearless with most of the police and the things that they do. I mean, let's not forget what some of these criminals were doing to the police in New York. Remember all that?
Yep.
Throwing water bottles at them and paint and tearing up their cars and whatnot. So why don't we have that discussion?
Yeah, whatever happened, by the way, Eric is asking a question. I got to ask this before we run out of time. Whatever happened to the sex allegations about Cory Booker, sexual assault?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in the Hunter Biden bucket.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, and here comes the music, so we're going to be out of the segment, but we will look forward to talking to you tomorrow, and I'm sure it's not going to be boring again because every time we turn around, something else happens to change the curriculum. have yourself a good day.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there, check her out. Check out all the things he's doing.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Columbus, Ohio have released body cam footage and the 911 calls from the fatal shooting Tuesday of a black teenage girl. 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant was shot by Officer Nicholas Reardon. He was responding to a 911 caller who said there were girls trying to stab them. In body cam footage, one girl can be seen lunging at two people with an apparent knife, which is when the officer fired. Two other officers on scene gave Bryant medical attention after the shooting, and she was later pronounced dead at the hospital. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation has opened an independent inquiry into the incident. Several hundred people gathered in downtown Columbus Wednesday night for a vigil and marched to the Columbus Police Department headquarters. And President Biden is encouraging employers to give their workers paid time off to receive a COVID vaccination and recover from any possible side effects. In remarks on Wednesday, Biden unveiled a program to offer tax credits to employers for the cost of offering the paid time off with funds allocated in the COVID relief package Democrats passed through Congress in early March. This is USA Radio News.
Are you sick of COVID? Tired of hearing, wear a mask, social distance, close your business? That's a major problem in everyone's life. What's the solution? How about 99.9% decontaminated air in every building? How about 99.9% decontaminated surfaces, such as doorknobs, stairway railings, walls, tables, and desks? How about all that decontamination happening in 3 minutes? Safe Air Network does all that. We have the only purification technology that purifies not only the air, but also all the surfaces. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com. And check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote. That's 503-585-5582.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And that means it's time for you to hear me tell you about the National Aviation Academy. But we won't do that until they tell you about themselves first. Remember, National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We're going to tell you where they are and what the phone number is to get a hold of them to take the tour. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is on the other side of the bay where I'm at here in Tampa. Tampa Bay is between me and them, and they're over there, and I'm over here. Now, you can call them up by dialing 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, whichever one is closest to you. Ask to take the tour. Now, when you do that, you're going to find out everything you need to find out. You'll probably be able to talk to a student or a teacher or maybe even the financial aid people, because if you're a veteran, they have someone there that does the veterans loans, the GI Bill, and if you are a civilian, they have someone there that does the regular standard education loans. So there you go. Now, their website is merely naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and then call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. You'll be glad that you did. Now, we're going to start with Israel and the fact that their Dimora nuclear plant, which is out in the middle of nowhere in the desert, someone fired an errant missile, so they say, from Syria in the general direction of that plant. And they probably weren't firing at the plant, but they didn't hit anything at all. It landed out there a ways away, and that was that. Now, in the meantime, Israel launched an immediate counterattack, and they hit 8 targets in Syria that are Iranian backed, either Iranian Revolutionary Guard or the Hezbollah units that are there, sponsored by the Iranians. They hit 8 targets, so they knew exactly where they were going and what they were going to do. Now, all that being said, where do we go from here? Well, obviously, nowhere, because now it's done for a day or two or three, until they get a chance to mop up some things and see what it is that's going on. But in the meantime, Israel is not going to be threatened or challenged by the likes of Syria or Iran or anybody. They just aren't going to do it, and they are very able to take care of themselves. Now, in a blunt assessment, the top U.S. general for the Middle East told Congress that it will be extremely difficult, but not impossible, for the U.S. to find, track, and take out counterterrorism threats in Afghanistan once all the American troops are withdrawn. Now, what he's talking about is we lose our boots-in-the-ground asset to be able to give us first-hand information, and we have to rely upon second and, in some cases, third-hand information. We'll keep our eyes on that for sure. Now, the top American official who runs the American nuclear arsenal has warned that China and Russia are modernizing their nuclear weapons and capabilities faster than the U.S., saying that during a congressional hearing on Tuesday, that if it does not start investing more in nuclear defense and infrastructure, the U.S. will be at risk of losing the incredible credibility in the eyes of our adversaries, and we don't want to do that. So they're making plans right now to figure out a way that they can put some more money in the pot and get that all going. Now, General Charles C.Q. Brown Jr. has spent much of his career flying the F-16 fighter jets and other aircraft, as well as commanding all of the U.S. Air Forces in the Pacific. Now, he is 1 in 10,000 that is an exemplary officer who's gone up the ranks, and at every opportunity he's been handed the reins to do something, he's not only done it, but he's superseded on his effort. And we'll see where that goes. He could very easily be, by the way, the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Now, if the Defense Department is forced to get rid of its intercontinental ballistic missiles, it will have to move its bombers to alert status to pick up the slack, according to the U.S. head of the Strategic Air Command. And that's the next line of defense. That's what we would be doing. And we'll see how that all works out, because that's another situation that we're watching. Also, the Defense Department is focusing on how to weed out possible extremists from their active duty ranks in the wake of the Capitol riot, with a recent most widely stand down for troops to discuss the issue ahead of the policy decisions on the matter by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. And we'll see what the Secretary wants to do here in the not-too-distant future. Right now, they're all engaged on the world tour out there, as you well know. Now, AFRICOM has located a Chinese base, naval base in Africa, set to support their aircraft carriers. We knew this was coming. A recently completed pier at the Chinese naval base near the entrance of the Red Sea is large enough to support any aircraft carrier that the Russians currently have. I'm sorry, the Chinese currently have, and the Russians currently have. This coming from the top U.S. commander for Africa. Now, Staff Sergeant Katie Catania is one of those that's out there. She's in charge of the rescue dogs and cats in Afghanistan, at Kabul, at the Kandahar airfield, is what we're being told here. Now, the U.S. military has nudged our European allies on countering with small drones. The U.S. military is trying to push our European allies to boost their capabilities against small unmanned aircraft vehicles, known as drones, after Western forces absorbed the lessons from the conflict last year that was dubbed the first true drone war. Now, Russia defends and insists that it has the right to restrict foreign naval ships and their movement off Crimea, rejecting intentional criticism amongst the Western worries about a Russian troops buildup near the Ukraine. What will happen there? Don't know. And the proliferation of small unmanned aerial systems, usually commercially available drones that can be outlined to direct weapons, happens to be the most persistent and dangerous threat to troops in the Middle East. We'll see if we can keep that going. Now, Beijing's non-military options for coercing Taiwan are showing dwindling returns, meaning that China is increasingly using military signaling in response to the perceived revocation that's there. And Iran, of course, is a daily threat as U.S. dominance wanes. I don't know if you know this or not, but they do a lot of training on video games for what someday will be the inevitable, which will be the fleets all getting together against each other in a shooting war. And we'll see how that all works out. And, of course, China just put out a new vessel. Looks very much like one of ours. Surprise, surprise. And it's going to start showing up in the South China Sea. It's a smaller vessel. It's a little bigger than a Corvette, if you remember what the Corvettes were in the British service. All right, we'll be coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski, right around the corner.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And coming up this Saturday, I'll be up in Brooksville for the Two Guys Gun Show. Don't forget, we're at the Hernando County Fairgrounds Saturday from 9 to 5. The concealed carry class on Saturday will be at 2 o'clock. And then on Sunday, they're there from 9 to 3. And the concealed carry class on Sunday will be at 1 o'clock. Now, if you don't want to be disappointed and you want to get into concealed carry class, because these are very popular, you need to go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, and sign up for the concealed carry class, and you'll be in it. You won't need to worry. But if you just show up, and Charlie Potluck, you might not make it in there. So call them. So go to the website. Well, you can call them, too. I'll give you the number. Go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. Sign up for the concealed carry class. Now, the number, if you need to call them and ask them any questions, 727-776-3442. And that's Two Guys Gun Shows. And I'll be up there at the Hernando County Fairgrounds on Saturday from 9 to about 2, maybe 3, depends on how I feel, and hope to see you up there. So a lot of good friends and a lot of good listeners up there in Brooksville. That's every time we go up there, we meet them. Now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog in Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Are you still drinking Coke?
I don't drink soda.
Okay.
I'm not a soda guy. I'm a coffee guy.
Okay, well, that's all right. But Coca-Cola, one of the companies that publicly condemned Georgia's new election integrity law, is now paying for it dearly because 37% is what their sales are off by.
Yeah, the thing is, you got to understand that, you know, that's come down obviously from the Coca-Cola brand. So you got to look into all the things, the other drinks that Coca-Cola makes as well. I forget which one of water they have. I think maybe their water is Dasani. I can't remember.
Dasani, I think. It's Dasani.
And they, you know, there's other ones, you know, sports drinks and other things as well. But obviously they ticked a lot of people off when it came to their comments and their stance in regards to baseball.
Yeah. It's our favorite pastime.
Well, used to be. Not so much, you know, with the ratings and everything like that. It's, you know, baseball, the younger generation is not into baseball. That's baseball's fault, but that's a story for another day. But, you know, I guess boycotts can work both ways.
Yeah. Now, what's going on with Netflix? Because Netflix, their subscription base has dropped dramatically. They made a big deal a while ago when they signed the Obamas. They're going to be the next big thing or whatever, and none of that has happened. None of it.
Well, listen, you know, they're not the only game in town. You've got streaming services. For example, a lot of people get their stuff delivered, you know, from Amazon or buy things from Amazon. Amazon has its own streaming service, which has a ton of movies on it and original programming, and now you've got the new entrance into it. You've got, you know, HBO Max and Disney. Apple's got their programming that they put out there. Netflix and their original programming is not very good right now. They haven't put really anything interesting out in some time. It was like an ongoing joke for a while that, you know, some of the shows that they were putting on there were just patently ridiculous. I can't even believe they spent money on this stuff. You know, they need to bring back their Stranger Things and some of the stuff that makes their product, good, which is original stuff. You know, you can find a movie anywhere. Now with people also cutting the cord, you go, and when you cut the cord, you're not getting normal cable. People are utilizing Hulu or YouTube or whatever it may be for their local programming. You get tons of movies and programming there too. So, there are other options out there where that wasn't the case before.
Yeah, I gather that's the case. Now, speaking of which, H.R. 1, of course, that's a bill that's very dangerous, and the Democrats are sitting there literally counting the dollars that's going to be coming into their bank accounts because of the taxpayer cash under H.R. 1 and that provision, where 6-1, if they contribute a dollar or they get a dollar, then this bill will give them $6 for the one.
Yeah, again, more money. I don't believe taxpayer money should be involved at all in elections. I mean, zero. You know, we talked about money and politics, and the way that you fix the problems that we have today, Matt, quite frankly, is you only allow money to be donated to candidates. I know I've talked about this before, that you can vote for. So, yeah, granted, everybody in the country can vote for the president. So if you want to donate to your candidates for president's campaign, fine. But money from outside a district should not flow into a district that you don't live in. You can't vote for that person. So, you know, I shouldn't be allowed to send money, quite frankly, to any, you know, politician in the state of Florida because it's a state election, because I can't vote there. I don't live there right now. That way, you know, you don't have this money influencing districts and politics that, you know, areas that might be a poor district. You don't have Hollywood money coming in or corporate money coming in, to buy elections, so to speak. There's common sense ways of cleaning up this nonsense. To have taxpayers funding elections to me is just stupid.
Now, the California recall bill has been pulled by the Democrats because it's reached its signature petition goal to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. Now, if you were a fly on the wall who do you suppose is going to run against Newsom? Because they can run candidates when they do the vote for the recall to have someone get voted in as governor right then and there. You know that, right?
I don't know. Kim Kardashian?
How about Caitlyn Jenner?
Oh, I heard about that one. Well, same family. There you go. It was close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me. California can do what California wants to do. I don't live in the state of California. People need to focus very much so on their own backyard. Everybody needs to focus on their own backyard, where they live, and the candidates that they're putting in office and where you're from, and holding them accountable. Don't worry about what's going to happen in California unless you live in California. Caitlyn Jenner probably do a much better job than Newsom would. but believe it or not, if I'm not mistaken, I think Caitlyn Jenner is more on the conservative side as far as the politics, or her politics. I get confused. Politics are concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yep. By the way, 28% of the voters say that their personal finances are now improving.
That's great. I mean, glad to see people that are getting back to work. Glad to see that money flowing back in, people getting some jobs. But still, we've got a real problem right now where we're not filling enough jobs out there. Got to get people back off the sidelines, back into the labor force, and back into the filling these positions out there that need to be filled everywhere.
Well, this isn't going to help because Joe Biden is going to offer tax credits for the COVID-19 vaccination paid time off so more people go and get the shots.
What?
You heard me.
How are you going to account for if you got to take time off for, let's say, an hour or two? How does one account for that? I don't understand.
I have no idea, but that's what the story says, and I'm looking at it, and it's on Newsmax in the financial section.
Great. I'm sure accountants are all across the country are just thrilled with having to try to, account for this. It's just, some of the things that they come up with are just kind of ridiculous.
Mm. By the way, Apple has targeted the remote workers with new iPad Pros, slim iMacs using its own chips so that the people can keep on working from home.
Yeah, well, listen, some of the technology is pretty cool. I don't know if you saw this. One of the things that Apple released is this Apple Tag.
I did.
Thing that goes with their phones. So basically, you can attach it. It's like a keychain to your keys, and you can find your keys or attach it to whatever you want. If you lose your keys on a regular basis or your wallet, you can put one of those tags on those things, and you can find them everywhere. It's kind of neat.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow, so you have yourself a great day and stay warm.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, at the WatchdogOnWallStreet.com website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go there, check him out, see all the different things he has to offer. Kathy's going to take us to break. Have at it, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.